Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Love to keep abreast of various polls throughout the course of the year on retirees. I mean, we've got a lot. Our demographic, this baby boom demographic is retiring every single day, right? Mm-hmm. And every year, there's more and more and more.
Yep.
The question is, how are we doing?
So let me give you the headline number that came from this Sun Life poll.
Okay.
72% of those that were surveyed said that retirement's not all cracked up what it thought it was going to be.
I saw that. Now, there's another number here that scared me a little bit. 47% of working Canadians believe there's a serious risk that they could outlive their retirement savings.
Yeah. So let's kind of dig into this.
And hang on. There's one more in here. I don't know if I can find it, and we're going to get our guest to make sure I've got my stats right. But almost three-quarters, I believe, in that report said they don't have a plan, a financial plan.
Are you surprised about that?
Well, I don't know that I'm surprised because we've seen enough studies to support that. But hope isn't a strategy. Yeah,
but out of every single person that comes to us for a second opinion, for every single person who said, can you just take a look at my situation? And we ask, where's your financial plan? How many of them actually can give us one?
Yeah, not many.
So that,
Anecdotally,
the poll is matching it.
Right.
So empirically, we've heard poll after poll after poll saying Canadians don't have a written financial plan. They have something like in the back of their head. Like, you know, I think I want to do
a napkin calculation.
And that'd be just a good start.
Okay.
That'd be a good start.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing in writing.
So let's see if we can educate people again about this. It does take a little bit of effort. It does take some planning. Anyways, we've got Tom Reed joining us today. He's a Senior Vice President of Group Retirement Services with Sun Life Financial. Tom, welcome to the show.
I'm delighted to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, you got to help us here. We're trying to educate people as best we can. There's a lot of people moving into retirement. They're thinking about this. There's lots of fear and concern about all of these issues that we've talked about. You guys have done a recent poll, your 2019 barometer poll. Let's start at a high level, Tom. Just give us a sense of what you took away from the results of this poll.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think, Dave, I would call this a bit of a clarion call for Canadians, right?
Right.
So what I see through this whole poll is uncertainty and unease and you know, there's related stress around financial management, either for working Canadians or for Canadians who are retired. So, you know, I would hope that this nudges a bunch of people to think a little bit more planfully about their retirement savings and seek out the advice of a trusted advisor. You know, it's never too late to get an advisor and get yourself on track or back on track. And no amount of savings is too small, but seek out a trusted advisor so you can have a plan. And a lot of that uncertainty that I see through the results of this poll, I think could be dealt with, right? And put people in a better place, a better track to saving for retirement.
So let's talk. Agree 100% with what you said, and I go back to what I said earlier. Hope's not a strategy, and there's a lot of people just running on hope, or they're unnecessarily worrying. Right, and so the decreasing or diminishing the quality of this retirement experience that they could be having because they haven't just done the work. We often talk about everybody knows what they're retiring from, but very few people know what they're retiring
correct.
To.
Correct.
And then they haven't gone beyond that to say, is it sustainable? How do we do this?
And the plan that they put together sounds like it's a 30-year long weekend.
Right.
Like they're planning on all these trips
right.
or all these activities. That's not going to happen through the rest of their lives. So when they start to plan this 30-year-long
right.
weekend,
right. That's not it.
They're focusing the financial side of it on the activities, not on what's going to happen over the long term. And I think many Canadians are in fear of the unknown. And
sure.
so
yep.
it's kind of like many Canadians don't go for a physical every year.
Right.
They're scared to find out what's the reality.
Right.
And so it's sometimes easier to put your head in the sand and not worry or not think about it than it is to actually put your head up and realize that you could be in control by knowing what the numbers are.
Right. Tom, some of these numbers were, you know, kind of scary, right? 47% of working Canadians believes they're, you know, they could outlive their money. 44%, according to your poll, indicate they expect to be employed full-time at the age of 66, right? So there's a whole bunch of stats in here. It's not my idea just to read them all, but what caught your attention? You read through this. There's a lot of consistency that we're seeing here, but what numbers do you gravitate to that we could try to get people's attention on?
Well, you know, I think the big, huge uncertainty, when you see 47% worried about outliving their savings, you know, the big thing they can't solve for, and it's a challenge for everybody, including insurance companies, is how long are you going to live,
Right.
Right? And so on the one hand, people are worried about outliving their savings because longevity is improving for Canadians, continues to improve. You know, you hit age 65, the average male can expect to live on average 23 or 24 years, and a female it's going to be 25 years. So, but on the other hand, Canadians by and large don't want to buy an annuity because they're afraid that 3 years after they buy it, they'll die and they won't be able to leave money to their estate. So, right. You know, how do you buy protection? How do you buy peace of mind in terms of not outliving your savings? The best answer I have is to get an advisor who can help walk you through that and help give you a better financial map of how long your savings will in fact last. And Faisal, your point about people think it's going to be a 30-year long weekend is a good one. You know, there's certainly some of the non-essential spending will happen more earlier in your retirement, and the focus more as you maybe get into your 80s is. There's going to be other healthcare needs and other financial needs that will supplant travel and dining out and all the things that you might think you're going to do throughout that that 30-year long weekend. So it's complicated arithmetic, and most Canadians are just uncomfortable with it, so they avoid doing it. I think the best advisors act as a great behavioral nudge, right? they just get people they create a discipline around your financial management. And when you have an advisor, a good advisor, you're just going to sleep better at night knowing that you've got a plan, you're on plan. It might not be the plan you wanted. You know, you might not be able to travel the world every year for the next 10 years, but at least you've got a better sense of how to manage your money and how you can enjoy a comfortable retirement. So I think that's, again, what I hope people come away from this poll realizing is that they should seek out some advice.
Tom, that's a great point you just mentioned, that it may not be what you wanted, but at least you know what you have. And I think that's a very good piece. And it's not a numbers thing. When people hear these headline poll numbers, they think, well, you don't save enough, so you don't have enough. Right. That's not true. You could have $2 million in your savings, and it may not be enough.
Right.
You could outlive your money. It's all based on the relationship between what you spend and what you have.
Right.
And when you come out with that plan, with that strategy, and understand that it may not be what you thought it would be, that's the hardest thing to actually go through and then start to adjust in your mind what will need to be taken. What do you start cutting from what your expectations were to match that income?
Well, and I think Tom makes a super good point here, because one of the things that we tell people when we're talking to them, whether it's a client or just somebody we're chatting with, is that we have an obligation to tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear.
Correct.
Right? Because as the CEO of their money, the chief executive officer of their wealth, your advisory team is your chief financial officer. And to Tom's point, there's a whole bunch of different strategies that a family can take to put in place a plan, from annuities to stocks, and everything in between, right? Real estate, closely held businesses.
Everything, yeah.
But you've got to have a plan in place of how all these things, these pieces of the puzzle fit together, and you've got to be educated so that you can make an informed decision about which path you're going to go down.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom, is there anything here that caught your interest? I mean, you guys do these kinds of polls on an ongoing basis. Is there a trend brewing here that we should be aware of?
Well, the one I would draw your attention to is, you know, you can't just show up at 60 or 65 and think, you know, what can I do now, right? So starting earlier helps. And I would say the whole notion of saving at the workplace is really important because it's again, it's got a great behavioral effect. You kind of show up at work, you start a new job, and they start deducting, and you live with whatever your net payroll is and your net take-home pay is. And it gets you on the path to saving for retirement. It's a relatively low cost retirement saving model. And then, you know, as you get closer to retirement, you're going to need advice, but you're going to have a little bit bigger pile of savings that your advisor can help you work with. And not enough Canadians are taking advantage of the workplace savings, where you get a 50% or a 100% employer match.
Right.
And so, you know, as you know, if you can put in a dollar of savings and your employer puts in 50 cents, that's a 50% return just for showing up. And you can't really get returns like that anywhere else in the market.
Guaranteed.
So, yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
So I think just these are simple things that Canadians can be doing. We, in our plans that we administer, we probably get about 65% participation in the plans, and not all of those 65% are even contributing at the maximum to get the top employer match. So there's a lot of better behavior that we'd like to see in terms of Canadians saving for retirement at the workplace. And then, you know, as you move to retirement, it's a much more complicated situation. There's a lot more factors to consider, you know, how much you're going to travel, dinner out, health care costs, et cetera. That's when the value of advice, to my mind, goes up exponentially. So
here's the headline. Here's the headline, Tom.
We've got to work on.
Yeah. Tom, here's the headline for your next piece out. Canadians are giving away free money.
We
surprise, surprise.
$3 to $4 billion a year that Canadians are leaving on the table.
Yeah. And we don't want it.
Match.
And we don't want it.
Wow, that is a staggering number. Tom, we can't do justice to the entire piece you've put out. We appreciate all the work you guys are doing in the polling, and we thank you for your time today.
Thank you, guys.
We're joined by Tom Reed. He's a Senior Vice President of Group Retirement Services with Sun Life Financial. Buddy, we got to make this all make sense for people and give them a roadmap to make this happen, right? It is complicated. Yeah. We're going to talk about
that. The design for success as you transition to retirement and live through retirement. Yeah. We'll discuss that on Tuesday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
We're going to pull it all together in the next segment. Stick around. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.